عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the month of Ramadan, you heard many, many bayans on Tawbah and Istighfar. And in all the bayans, from whomsoever you have heard regarding Tawbah and Istighfar, you would have heard that sincere Tawbah means giving up of that sin altogether. Not just lip service, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. A firm determination that we are not going to return to those sins. After that, being human, if we accidentally make a mistake or if we make an error, then we repeat the Tawbah. We make plenty of Tawbah again. Many people, they look at the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, and in their lives, or in history, the history of the Sahabas, here and there you find some mention of some sin or the other being committed, whether it is zina, stealing, or anything of that nature. So you will find isolated incidents here and there. Some Sahabi's hand was cut off, some Sahabi or Sahabiya was stoned because of zina. So some so-called enlightened writers, looking at those incidents, they reduced the Sahaba-e-Kiram status to that of ordinary human beings like us, ordinary sinners like us. In their minds, they thought that they are just like us. Nauzubillah. That just as we commit zina, fornication, adultery, steal, speak lies, indulge in drinking, so they also were like us, that they too indulged in these sins. So what is the difference? They had the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they also indulged in these sins. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Now this causes the person's iman to go away. So therefore it is very important that we should understand that there were two periods in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions. One is that period of life which we term as the dawr, or the time, or the period of tarbiyah. The period of tarbiyah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was making their tarbiyah. They were coming into the fold of Islam, and as they came in, it was not possible for everyone, each and every one of them, the moment they read the kalima, to know all the laws of Islam and give up everything in their lives. But yet if we have to look at their lives, that the majority of them, it seemed that it was a miracle that the moment they accepted Islam, all the ahkam of Sharia, all the ahkam of deen, all the verses of the Quran Sharif which had already been revealed, they started practicing on that, which is very, very unique. If a person has to accept Islam today at our hands, now it will take us a long time before we start teaching him all the masail and all the ahkam of deen. Now look at the miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because everything of his is a mu'jaza. If this is not a mu'jaza, then what is it that the person is just accepting Islam today? And in that person's life, you won't find after that any drinking, any gambling, any fornication, any adultery. You won't find any missing of salat. You won't find any missing of zakat or hajj or whatever became compulsory on that person. It seemed as if the moment he accepted Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put all the laws of Sharia into his heart. So then these isolated incidents that we get, it is in that door of tarbiyah, that the Quran Sharif was being revealed and the ahkam had to be made known, the laws had to be made known to the people until the day of Qiyamah, that if somebody has to steal, then what should be done? Then we would have said that these are just laws in the books. But in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody's hand was cut. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody was stoned. So therefore, we cannot apply these laws today. It's not possible. So therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, certain people from amongst the sahabas, it seemed as if they sacrificed themselves so that these laws may become known to the people. Because if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, had to do something like that, then it would have been a problem. We would have said, what kind of a Nabi is that? So you do get, but just one or two here and there, pick up the books of Hadith Sharif and see how many do you find there. And yet they had just come out of kufr, they had come out of shirk, they had come out of nifaq and hypocrisy, they had come out of drinking, gambling, fornication, adultery, murder and every other sin under the sun that you can think of. They had come out of all those things. And yet the moment they accept Islam, after that you don't find any trace of those sins. Here and there, once in a lifetime, some sin they committed, so that the people may know until the day of Qiyamah that if a person commits this kind of sin, then what he should do and what is the law of Sharia. And you will find that most of them, in fact practically each and every one of them, it was upon confession that the hand was cut or they were stoned. It was not an easy thing for that woman to keep on going and coming. How many times you have heard that incident, that she goes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sends her away, said that the baby that you are carrying in your stomach, what sin did that baby do? So go away. She comes back again with the child. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, until the child is not weaned, thinking that this woman is not going to come back. But she keeps coming back and says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, have me punished, have me punished, have me cleansed here. Whereas if she made sincere tawbah and istighfar, Allah ta'ala would have forgiven her. But to teach us, to educate us, that their sins were not like our sins, that we are persistent, we go on and on. Our tawbah istighfar is lip service tawbah istighfar. We have no intention of giving up those sins. To show us that in their lives, accidental sin, and that too here and there, isolated incidents, amongst 124,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who were in the plains of Arafat, how many do you find like that? But that too, it was during the period of tarbiyah, that the people were just coming, they were accepting Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was teaching them. So here and there somebody still committed some sin, not knowing that it is a sin, or having been tempted by shaitan and nafs, so they committed that sin. But then look at the lives of those sahabas, that what tawbah they made after that, what kind of istighfar and tawbah. We just can't even imagine that how much of khawf and khashiyat they had of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, this ayat of the Quran Sharif, which you hear in the khutbah of nikah every time, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. It seems as if they were the ones for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses, that they had that real, or they fulfilled the real right of that fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What kind of khawf and what kind of khashiyat, how much of istighfar and how much of tawbah. So that was during the period of tarbiyah. After their tarbiyah was made, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took them all to Hajj. In the last pilgrimage, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the 124,000. After that, in the books of history, nobody can point a finger at any one sahabi. It is a miracle that the 124,000 after the period of tarbiyah, when he took them there, and then he came back and he didn't live long after that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's companions, after that, nobody can point a finger and say that this sahabi committed zina after the death of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or this sahabi stole after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Not one incident any person can bring authentic one. Yes, so that shows that their tarbiyah was made, it was complete. So therefore these people who are finding the objection, or they are making the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajmain their targets of criticism, so they are on very, very dangerous ground. Because these companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after they made tawbah, after they gave up the kufr and shirk, they came into the fold of Islam, then it was only during that period of tarbiyah that here and there that isolated incident of stealing or zina you will get. And that too was to teach the ummah that how they made tawbah after that. So incidentally, I was reading this kitab and I came across one incident, and I will read it I will read the Urdu. Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, in his, he has explained it. Because every time I or after I read it, I couldn't help but read it for the second time and for the third time. And I couldn't help but hear when reading it that what kind of tawbah this sahabi must have made. Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, ایک موقع پر رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مسلمانوں میں باہم مواخات فرمائی تو حضرت سعید ابن عبد الرحمن کی مواخات حضرت ثعلبہ انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے ساتھ فرما دی. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, he made brothers of the مہاجرین and the انصار. We all know that when he came to مدینہ شریف, the انصار were so large hearted and so accommodating that they said half of our land to our Muhajir Sahabi, half of our wealth to our Muhajir Sahabi, half of our business to our Muhajir Sahabi, each one with whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made him a partner. So much so that he said that if a person had two wives, he said that if whichever wife this person would desire, then he will ask that wife, he'll give her talaq and he can even marry her if she's willing to marry. But this was the extent to which they went in their sacrifice. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Hazrat Sa'id ibn Abdul Rahman a brother of Salaba Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. And after that, what used to happen is that when they used to go out in jihad, then all of them never used to go out. Some of them used to remain in Madina Sharif, or many of them used to remain there. Some used to go out, sometimes more used to go out, and a few used to remain. But the fact is that when jihad, according to the need of the time, depending on what numbers they required for the battle of Uhud or for the battle of Trench or for the Fatah of Makkah, Mukarrama. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made it the duty of the person that was kept behind to make sure that the necessities, the requirements of his brother's family is fulfilled. That means this was the relationship that they had with this Muhajir brother who was a total stranger to them. We all talk about unity and brotherhood. This is brotherhood. Somebody that was a total stranger. But because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made them brothers on the basis of Islam, so this was their brotherhood. So when one sahabi went out for jihad, for example, so then that brother of his, who was a brother in Islam, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had united them and made them as brothers. So it was his duty now that just as he takes care of his house requirements, he goes and chops the wood and brings it for his family, he goes and buys the items that are required and provides it for the family, for his family. In the same way, he is to also take care of this family of that sahabi, that companion who was gone out in jihad. And they were all trustworthy persons, absolutely trustworthy. There was no question of causing any harm or causing any kind of injury or doing anything that was not permissible during the absence of that sahabi brother of his. That was the routine, that was everybody's habit, and that is how it was being practiced. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ghazwa-e tabuk ke liye tashreef le gaye, aur aapke hamra Sa'id ibn Abdul Rahman bhi ghazwe mein gaye, aur unhone apne deeni bhai Salaba ko apne ahle o iyal ka nigra muqarrar kar diya. چنانچہ سالبہ ان کے گھر والوں کے لئے لکڑی کا انتظام کرتے تھے, ان کے لئے اپنے پیٹ پر لاد کر پانی لایا کرتے تھے, اور ان تمام کاموں میں اللہ تعالیٰ سے ثواب کی امید رکھتے تھے. So during the absence of Hazrat Abdul Rahman, Hazrat Salaba used to take care of the needs of the family of Hazrat Abdul Rahman. He used to chop the wood and bring it. He used to carry the water bag and come and provide the water. He used to take care of all the needs of this family of Hazrat Abdul Rahman. Ek din Salaba aaye aur makan mein dakhil huye, to Iblis aaya aur kaha ke parde ke piche kabhi dekh to lo. Now one day when he came with the water, with the wood, so there used to be a curtain. They were not like us, so there was a curtain on the door, and he used to normally just leave the water there and tell her to take it away, or leave the wood there, she used to take it away, whatever was required from behind the curtain, she used to ask, and he used to leave it there and take it away. Now this is what I'm trying to show you, that here and there we find this kind of incident to show us that what did they do, what kind of tawbah they made. So when he came, now Shaitan Iblis He says that you just keep leaving it here, leaving it here. Why don't you just remove the curtain, or just move the curtain and see this woman behind this curtain? What does she look like? Shaitan put this thought into his mind, very strong thought. Salaba ne parda utha kar dekha to apne bhai Sayyid ki ahliya par nazar pad gayi. When he moved the curtain, so his eyes fell on the wife of Hazrat Abdurrahman. Dekha to ek haseen aurat thi, bas unse sabr na ho saka aur unke upar haath laga diya. So now from the curtain he just couldn't control himself and he just touched her, that's all. Nothing further than that. He just put his hand on her shoulder and he realized that he had done something wrong. Unhone kaha ki ae saliba tumne hamare bare mein apne bhai ki hurmat ka lihaz nahi kiya jo Allah ke raste mein jihad ke liye nikla hua hai. Even the wives were like that. They said, oh Saliba, you did not even consider the dignity and the honor of your brother who is gone into jihad and you put your hand on my shoulder. Ye sunkar Saliba wail o sabur karne lage, yani toba toba mujhse ye kya harkat hui, halakat hai mere liye, hai main tabah ho gaya, hai main tabah ho gaya, ye kehte hue pahad ki taraf bhag gaye. Now just that one touch, and after that look what he does. He says, I have been destroyed, I have destroyed myself, I faced total destruction. Hi, what did I do? Hi, what did I do? And he didn't even remain anymore in Madina Sharif. He just left the city and he went away towards the mountains. Ye kehte hue pahad ki taraf bhaage aur zor zor se kehne lage ke ae Allah, aap hi hai aur main hu, aap hi hai aur main hi hu, aap bar bar bakhshne wale hai aur main bar bar guna karne wala hu. He said, oh Allah, you are you and I am I, meaning, as he says further, that you are the one who keeps on forgiving and I am the one who keeps on sinning. Whereas it was just one occasion, he looked after the needs, everything he did, and it was just one occasion, that accidental touch, and now he's saying, oh Allah, this is my condition, that I am a great sinner, I repeatedly sin, but you are ghaffar, you are forgiving. پھر جب رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم غزوے سے تشریف لائے تو تمام مواقاتی بھائی اپنے اپنے بھائیوں سے ملنے آئے, حضرت سعید کے بھائی ان سے ملنے نہ آئے. جب سعید اپنے گھر پہنچے تو اپنی بیوی سے پوچھا کہ یہ بتاؤ میرے دینی بھائی کا کیا حال ہے. اس نے کہا کہ اس نے اپنے آپ کو گناہوں کے سمندر میں گرا دیا اور بھاگ کر کے پہاڑ کی طرف چلا گیا. He asked his wife that everybody else has come to meet their brother that has returned from the jihad. Where is my brother? He says, your brother, he drowned himself in the ocean of sin, and therefore he is so ashamed, that he's gone towards the jungles, towards the mountains. We don't know, there's no sign of him. Now just look at that. That accidental touch regarded as ocean of sins, and he's gone towards the mountains, there's no sign of him. یہ سن کر حضرت سعید بھی اپنے بھائی کی تلاش میں نکلے, چنانچہ انہیں دیکھا کہ اوندے منہ زمین کے اوپر سر رکھے ہوئے رو رہے ہیں. When he went to search for him, he found him on the mountain side somewhere. He's got his forehead on the ground there, on the stones there, and he's tearing and he's tearing one way. اور ابھی اور کبھی اپنے سر پر ہاتھ رکھتے ہوئے بلند آواز کے ساتھ یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ ہائے افسوس, ہائے افسوس, کس قدر ذلیل مقام ہے اس شخص کا جو اپنے رب کی نافرمانی کرے. And sometimes he's saying, hi افسوس, how bad is that person who disobeys his Rabb, how bad is that person, how, what great humiliation for that person who disobeyed his Rabb. حضرت سعید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے کہا کہ اے میرے بھائی, اٹھو اور بتاؤ کہ تمہیں اس مقام تک کس چیز نے پہنچا دیا جس کو میں دیکھ رہا ہوں. He said, now tell me, what is it that has brought you to this level? Saliba نے کہا, میں تمہارے ساتھ نہیں چلوں گا یہاں تک تم میرے ہاتھ کو میری گردن میں باندھ دو اور مجھے رسی سے کھینچ کر کے لے چلو, جس طرح سے کہ ایک ذلیل غلام کو اس کے آقا کے دروازے تک لے جایا جاتا ہے. He says, I'm not going to come with you. The brother says, that you made a mistake, make tawbah, istighfar, that's what he meant, and you have made so much of istighfar and tawbah, so come back now with me. He says, no, I'm not going to come back. First you tie my hands behind my neck and drag me with a string, like how a slave is dragged by the master. A slave who has been disobedient to his master, how he is dragged with a string, like that you put the rope around my neck, tie my hands at the back and drag me along. He's saying, do this to me. Chunanchi Hazrat Sa'id ne aisa hi kiya, since he insisted, so that's what he did. Aur Salaba radiyallahu ta'ala anho ki ek ladki thi jiska naam Khamr, baap ne kaha ki tu bhi mujhe khinch kar le char. Chunanchi us ladki ne khinch kar Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anho ke darwaze par pahuncha diya. Now the daughter and Hazrat Sa'id, they take him along because he doesn't want to go walk just like that, and they bring him to the door of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anho. Salibah نے حاضر ہو کر عرض کیا کہ میں نے اپنے بھائی کی بیوی کو ہاتھ لگا دیا جو اللہ کے راستے میں جہاد کے لئے نکلے تھے تو کیا میرے لئے اس سے توبہ کی کوئی شکل ہے. Now you must remember this at a time when they don't know what will be the ayat about this person who has committed this kind of sin, that his brother was gone in jihad. One is they knew about توبہ استغفار, but this was first time that this kind of a sin was committed. This is what I was trying to explain, that these things happened so that the people may know what Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for these people. So he said that this is what happened, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, so is there any way for me to make tawbah? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an ne farmaya ke dur ho mere paas se, mera ji chahta hai ke main uth kar aur baal pakad kar tumko peetun, mere paas se foran chale jao, mere nazdik tumhare liye koi tawbah nahi hai. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says, I feel like beating you even more, get away from my sight. There is no such thing as tawbah for you. Your brother went in jihad and this is what you did. Remember, he didn't commit zina, nothing. Just touch the woman and this is what he says. Junache Salaba unke paas se nikal kar Hazrat Abu Bakr ke darwaze par aaye radhiyallahu ta'ala an, aur unse kaha ke maine apne bhai ki biwi ko haath laga diya hai jo Allah ke raaste mein jihad ke liye nikla tha, kya mere liye isse tawbah ki koi sabeel hai? He said, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, this is what I did, accidental touch. Is there any way that I can make tawbah from this sin? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne farmaya ke hat jao mere paas se, kahi tum mujhe bhi apni aag se jala na dena, mere nazdik tumhare liye hargis koi tawbah nahi hai. He says, move away, the fire might, must not burn me also with you. I don't think for this sin of yours there is any kind of tawbah, because you have betrayed the trust that was placed in you. Hazrat Salaba nikal kar Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anho ke paas aaye, and remember they are dragging him along everywhere, saying, drag me until I don't know what's my condition. Kaha ke maine apne bhai ghazi fi sabilillah ki biwi ko najayiz taur par haath laga diya, kya isse toba ki koi surat hai? Unhone bhi farmaya ke mere paas se chale jao, tumhare liye isse koi toba nahi hai. Ali radiallahu ta'ala also said that I don't think there's anything like toba for you, get away from my sight. Hazrat Salaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu unke paas se bhi chale aaye aur kaha ke bhai Saeed aur beti Khamsana, tumne dekha ke mujhe in sab logo ne mayus kar diya, lekin mujhe umeed hai ke Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mayus na farmayenge. He says, you can see that all these people, they have turned me down. They have made me despair of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They have said that there's no such thing as forgiveness. And I have great hope that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not disappoint me in this matter. Bas unki ladki unhe lekar Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki khidmat mein hazir hui. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unko bedi aur hathkadi mein banda hua dekh kar farmaya ke tumne to mujhe jahannam ka tauq aur bedi ki yaad dila di. When he came to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing him handcuffed, and he also said, put a chain round my legs, in leg chain and handcuffed, and he requested this himself and he's being dragged. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says, seeing your hands handcuffed and your legs in chain, you reminded me of the azab of Jahannam already. That is what will be the people of Jahannam. Handcuffed, chained, beaten up. صالحہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے عرض کیا، اللہ کے نبی، میرے ماں باپ آپ پر فدا ہو، مجھ سے ایک گناہ صادر ہو گیا، وہ یہ ہے کہ میں نے اپنے دینی بھائی کی بیوی کو جبکہ وہ اللہ کے راستے میں جہاد کے لیے گیا تھا شہوت سے ہاتھ لگا دیا تھا، تو کیا آپ میرے لیے توبہ قبول ہو سکتی ہے؟ سو ہی ریپیٹڈ، ہی سیڈ یا رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، مائی برادر واز گون آؤٹ ان جہاد اینڈ دس از واٹ آئی ڈیڈ، اٹ واز این ایکسیڈنٹل سن، از دیر اینی تھنگ ایز توبہ فار می؟ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ تم میرے پاس سے چلے جاؤ، میرے نزدیک تمہارے لیے کوئی توبہ نہیں ہے. Until then there were no ayats that were revealed on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to toba, if a person committed a sin of this nature. So he said, get away from me because I don't think there is any way that you can make toba from this sin. Salaba wahan se nikle aur unki ladki ne unse kaha ke abba jaan, aaj se aap na mere baap aur na main aapki beti. Now imagine, even his daughter says, oh my father, if Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rejected you, then from tonight or from today, neither am I your daughter and neither are you my father. This was the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was the hearts that they had, that Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come first, then all other relationships. We say our family first, our children first, our mothers first, our fathers first, our friends first, then Islam, then Sharia, then Deen. And then they said first Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all other relationships. That is the difference. جب تک آپ سے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور ان کے اصحاب راضی نہ ہو جائے، نہ میں آپ کی بیٹی نہ آپ میرے باپ. First they must be completed with you, then I'm your daughter. Otherwise forget me as your daughter also. اس کے بعد صالحہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ پہاڑ کی طرف بلند آواز سے یہ کہتے ہوئے کہ اے اللہ، میں حضرت عمر کے پاس گیا، انہوں نے مجھے مارنے کا ارادہ کیا. ابو بکر صدیق کے پاس گیا، انہوں نے مجھے ڈانٹا اور بہت خفا ہوئے. حضرت علی کے پاس گیا، انہوں نے مجھے دھتکار دیا. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں گیا، آپ نے بھی مجھے مایوس اور نا امید کر دیا. پس بار الہ، آپ میرے ساتھ کیا کرنا چاہتے ہیں؟ میری دعا قبول فرمائیں گے یا نہیں؟ اگر نہیں قبول فرمائیں گے تو ہائی میری ہلاکت، ہائی میری شقاوت، ہائی میری ندامت، ہائی میری پشیمانی. He said, oh Allah, he went out to the jungles again and he said, oh Allah, I went to Hazrat Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat all of them said there was no tawbah for me. I went to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said there was no tawbah for me. Oh my Allah, now you tell me, what must I do? What have you decided with regards to me? Are you going to accept my tawbah or not accept? If you're not going to accept, then it's destruction for me. It's destruction for me. Hi, what kind of shame, what kind of embarrassment, what kind of humiliation, what kind of suffering I'm going through. اور اگر قبول فرمائیں گے تو میرے لیے انتہائی خوش نصیبی کی بات ہوگی. And if you accept it, then how fortunate a person I will be. ان کی اس دعا کے بعد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں فوراً آسمان سے ایک فرشتہ آ گیا، اللہ تعالیٰ سے نظر جبرائیل علیہ السلام، اور عرض کیا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ آیا آپ نے مخلوق کو پیدا کیا ہے یا میں نے پیدا کیا؟ The angel came and said, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ says, did you create the creation or I created them؟ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا، نہیں آئی میرے آقا، بلکہ آپ ہی نے سب کچھ پیدا فرمایا ہے. سر یو آر دا کریٹر. فرشتے نے کہا، خدائے جبار تبارک و تعالی آپ سے یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میرے بندے کو خوشخبری دے دیجئے کہ میں نے اس کی خطا کو معاف کر دیا. سبحان اللہ، ہاؤ ہیپی ہی مسٹ ہیو گاٹ، ہاؤ ہیپی، بیکاز دیئر گریٹسٹ فیئر واز دیٹ ڈیتھ مسٹ ناٹ کم پرائر ٹو دا ایکسیپٹنس آف دا توبہ. دیٹ واز دیئر فیئر. That in case Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves the world before the tawbah is accepted, then which angel is going to come and inform them? which ayat of the Quran Sharif is going to come and be revealed, then everybody is going to totally boycott them. Even his daughter is not going to come anywhere near. Hereafter, what punishment? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven. Allah ta'ala has accepted his tawbah. Uske baad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne sahaba se farmaya ke koi hai jo salaba ko mere paas le aaye. Ye sunkar Hazrat Abu Bakr aur Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala no uthe aur arz kiya ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hum le aavenge. He said, will anybody go towards the mountain, search for him and bring him to me? Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said that yes, we will go. We will bring him. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Salman bhi uthe radiyallahu ta'ala aur arz kiya ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hum le aavenge. Hazrat Ali and Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they said, we will bring him. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hazrat Ali aur Salman ko ijazat de di. چنانچہ دونوں ان کی تلاش میں نکلے اور ان کی طرف چل پڑے. حضرت سلمان اور حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, they went in search of him. اس نائے تلاش میں مدینہ کے ایک چرواہے سے ملاقات ہوئی. On the way they met a shepherd. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے ان سے پوچھا کہ تم نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کسی صحابی کو یہاں دیکھا ہے؟ Did you see any sahabi of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in this area, in the vicinity of this jungle, this forest, this mountains? Unhone kaha ke shayad aap hazrat us shakhs ko talash karte honge jo jahannam ke khauf se bhaga bhaga phir raha hai aur apna sar zameen ke upar patak patak karke ro raha hai. He says, possibly you are searching for that person who is running to and fro from this side to that side in the fear of the azab of jahannam, and he is putting his forehead on the ground and he is tearing and he is crying and he is seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Un hazrat ne kaha ke haan haan. He said, yes, that's the person we are looking for. Usne kaha ke jab raat hoti hai to wo isi maidan mein is darakh ke niche aate hai. He said, wait for me, when it's late night then he comes under this tree at night. اور بلند آواز سے پکار کر یہ کہتے ہیں کہ سب سے زیادہ ذلیل مقام اس شخص کا مقام ہے جس نے اپنے رب کی نافرمانی کی. And he said, the most humiliation and suffering is for that person who has been disobedient to his Rabb. He said, this is what he comes and says under this tree late at night. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اور حضرت سلمان نے انتظار کیا. They waited for him there. یہاں تک کہ جب رات ہو گئی تو دیکھا کہ سالبہ درخت کے نیچے آئے اور روتے ہوئے سجدے میں گر گئے. جب سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے ان کے رونے کی آواز سنی تو ان کے پاس آئے اور کہا کہ اے سالبہ اٹھو, رب العالمین نے تمہیں بخش دیا. حضرت سالبہ نے کہا کہ تم لوگ میرے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کس حال میں چھوڑ کر آئے ہو؟ حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا, جیسے خدا کو پسند ہے اور تم کو پسند ہے وہ بھی خوش ہو چکے ہیں. He said, but tell me, is my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pleased with me now? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has informed him that he has forgiven me. They went and gave him that glad tiding that Allah ta'ala has accepted your tawbah, so come with us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the revelation. So he said, but in what condition do you find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He said, in the condition that you would like to find him, that he is pleased. جس وقت حضرت بلال نماز کی اقامت کہہ رہے تھے, when حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was giving the اقامت of the نماز of فجر, یہ دونوں صاحبان ان کو لے کر مسجد میں پہنچے اور ان کو آخری صف میں کھڑا کر دیا. When they arrived, the اقامت was being given, so in the last صف they stood. پھر نماز میں رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے الحاکم التکاثر حتی زرتم المقابر. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام in that fajr, in the second rakat, he recited سورہ تکاثر, الحاکم التکاثر حتی زرتم المقابر. When you will make زیارت of the graves, when you will go into the graves, that means when your death will come and you will be laid into the graves. تو انہوں نے چیخ ماری from the back surf, from the last surf, He gave a wail, a scream, a shout. پہلے جب نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے الحاکم التکاثر پڑھا تو حضرت صالبہ نے ایک چیخ ماری. First in الحاکم التکاثر he screamed. And then when نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام said حتی زرتم المقابر تو ایک دوسری چیخ ماری اور گر گئے اور ان کی روح پرواز کر گئی. These were people who had iman. These were people who had khawf of Allah. These were people who had khashiyat in their hearts. These were people who were not munafiqs and hypocrites like us. That when they believed, they said they believed in Allah, then they believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as He is, with all His sifats and qualities. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi. And wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. They accepted all the orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then the slightest disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was more weightier on them than a mountain being placed on their shoulders. Slightest disobedience. Jab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam namaz pad chuke, to Salaba radiyallahu ta'ala anho ke paas aaye aur farmaya ke ay Salman, inke muh par pani ke chinte maro. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sprinkle some water on his face. Probably he just fell unconscious. You may revive him. So sprinkle some water. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne kaha ke ay Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye to dunya se rukhsat ho chuke hai. Uske baad unki ladki daudti hui aayi, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has passed away. His daughter came running and said, Ya Nabi Allah, mere walid kahan hai? She too came to know that the father has been forgiven. So she once again came to inform him that I am your daughter, you are my father. But when she came, now she found that the father had gone, he had passed away. Mujhe unse mulaqat ka bahut shauk hai. I want to meet my father, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke masjid mein jao. Woh masjid mein gayi to dekha ke unke walid ka intiqal ho chuka hai aur un par ek chadar dal di gayi hai. The father is gone and a bed sheet has been put over him. Unki beti ne apna haath unke sar par rakha aur phir chillane lagi ke hai mujh par gham ka gham kitna bada pahad toot pada. He said, hi, what a pain on me. What grief, what sorrow. Ye sunkar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, جب ان کی بیٹی نے کہا کہ واہ ابا جان اب آپ کے بعد میرا کون ہوگا. Small young girl, she said, after you my father, who is going to take care of me? رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اے خمسانہ, کیا تم اس پر راضی نہیں ہو کہ میں تمہارا باپ بن جاؤں اور فاطمہ تمہاری بہن ہو جائے؟ He said, oh خمسانہ, will this not please you that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes your father and my daughter Fatima becomes your sister? وہ بولی کہ ہاں کیوں نہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میں اس پر راضی ہوں. I am extremely pleased with this. پھر جب حضرت صالبہ کا جنازہ اٹھایا گیا تو ان کے جنازے کے ساتھ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی تشریف لے گئے. نبی علیہ السلام then went to bury Hazrat Salaba after the janaza salat. Yahan tak ke jab qabar ke kinare par pahunche to aap panjo ke bal chalne lage. Until when he came close to the grave, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started walking on his toes, raising his feet like that and walking on his toes. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ne pucha ke ya rasul allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, aap panjo ke bal kyun chal rahe the? Why are you walking on your toes when you're coming? You're walking normally, then why suddenly you raise your feet like that? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ne farmaya ke ay Umar, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu questioned him. He said, ay Umar, malaika ki itni kasrat thi ke qadam rakhne ki bhi jaga nahi thi. He said, oh Umar, there were so many angels in the janaza of Salaba that there was no place to even keep the feet. This was the sin and this was the tawbah. And this was the end result. Allah. That is what we are being shown in this. So we should not consider the Sahabas to be like us when we read of some isolated incident here and there, that somebody committed theft, his hand was chopped, somebody committed zina, he was stoned, somebody did this and this is what happened. That is the Shias who do that. They say most of them became murtad after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billahi min zalim, besides a few. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there was a period of tarbiyah of the Sahabas, and it was to show us that if accidentally a person commits some sin of this kind, then what kind of tawbah he should make, how much he should cry over that sin. Now take us, our lives, how many times our hands have touched what it should not touch, how much tawbah did we make after that? How many times our eyes saw what it should not see, how much of tawbah we made after that? How many times our feet walked to that places which were haram for us to go to, how much of tears did we shed after that? How many times we indulged directly, or how many people have indulged directly in adultery and fornication, they've gone to the extremes, how much of tawbah and istighfar did we make after that? So were they like us? Here just once in his life, as a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was tempted, and the accidental touch on the shoulder, and he himself goes away to the jungles, into the forest, crying, weeping, begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and telling the people that when he wants to go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Khulafa later, who became the Khulafa Rashidin, he says, tie me up, handcuff me, chain me, because I'm not worthy of being on this earth until I'm not forgiven. I do not know how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will deal with me. As a slave, I should not have done this. The most or the greatest humiliation and suffering and disgrace is for that person who is disobedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the purpose of this majlis, that we should learn what sincere tawbah means. This is sincere tawbah. That there was no question of going back to it after the namaz. There was no question of going back to it after the hajj. There was no question of going back to that sin after the i'tikaf. There was no question of going back to that sin after the Ramadan, or there was no question of going back to that sin after doing some other dini work and khidmat. Allah. This is what we mean by sincere tawbah. If only each and every one of us can take this lesson from this incident. The accidental sin in the life of a Muslim is understandable, but to be persistent, to be continuous, and to take it as a joke, or it is as if just a fly sat on our head, then that shows the weakness of our iman, the degree of weakness of our iman. That for them, the slightest sin, yet if they had just made one time sincere istighfar and said, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, it was sufficient. But they went to the extremes, so much of tears they shed, so much of tears they shed. And we commit major sins day in and day out, day in and day out, night in and night out. And after that, it is just like for some fly set on our shoulders or head, and we just flew it away. So this is an incident which really touched my heart, and I thought that I would share it with you, and it will touch your hearts too, inshallah. And who knows how many people then will make sincere tawbah from all the sins. Brothers, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fazl and ihsan, so many people are giving up sins of their lives which they claim that they would, that it is not believable that they have given up those sins now. A young girl, after the 27th night talk, I don't even know who she is, she has written a letter that I'm a 14-year-old girl. And I had a whole album filled with photographs and pictures of film actors and actresses. She must have been an addict of the cinema, and therefore she had an album filled. And she says that talk of yours on the 27th night, I burned the album. She burnt it up. And then so many others who have telephoned me and who have contacted me and have written to me, it's pleasing that now at least we are coming to concrete brass tacks. That not just superficial, make some namaz, make some zikr, make some tilawat, make some ibadat, do some deen work and think that we have reached Jannat. Until we don't put every energy into giving up of sins, and until we don't exert ourselves and we go to the extremes to give up the sins, then we will not get the noor of taqwa in our hearts. Nothing will have any effect on anyone too, because we don't have it, how are we going to pass it on to others? So this is the important thing, that when we are going to give up sins, it will bring a pain on the heart. It will definitely bring a pain on the heart. Now the person who is indulging in adultery, fornication, watching the TV, watching filth on the screen, reading those filthy magazines when nobody is around, the person thinks nobody is watching. So now all those things, to give up that, it requires a bit of effort. It's easy to just speak, but this will require a bit of effort. Now this effort that this person will make, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward him tremendously. He will give him an ocean of noor in his heart. And Allah ta'ala, look at this. Now on this kind of tawbah, Allah ta'ala sends down so much of angels. He committed a sin, but look at the tawbah, and then look at the end result, that Allah ta'ala sends so much of angels that Nabi Pak says that I don't even have place to put my feet on the ground. Now who can be more fortunate than a person like that? So that was the tawbah that they made. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after this month of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq not to return to those sins which we gave up in Ramadan. And if by chance we were of those unfortunate ones who continued with those sins even in Ramadan, then at least make tawbah now, because that same Allah is still living, and that Allah's doors of tawbah are still open, and Allah wants to bless us. He wants to give us. All He wants is a little bit of turning towards Him. May Allah Ta'ala bless me and you with tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے میرے پیارے خدا, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. جو بھی ہم نے گناہ کیا ہے, جان بوجھ کر کیے یا غلطی سے کیے, دن میں کیے یا رات میں کیے, صغیرہ ہو یا کبیرہ ہو, عمدن ہو یا خطان ہو, ہر گناہ کو تیرے فضل و کرم سے بخش دے. اے اللہ, کو تیرے ہر حکم کے اوپر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی اطاعت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, تیرے دین کو عام اور تام فرما, سارے عالم کے اندر دین کی اور ہدایت کی ہوا کو پھیلا دے. اے اللہ, ہمارے قلوب کو تو نور ایمان سے منور فرما. او اللہ, استرنتنا و ایمان. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک و حبیبک سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.